Hello everyone, you are listening to Talking Coffee. I'm your host Akanksha. This podcast is powered by Anchor. You can reach out for my channel on Anchor and on the other vast platform, but it's good if you give an Anchor a try because I think it would be easier. So brew yourself a cup and let's just start it. Yeah, you heard it right. Today's episode is about laws of attraction that I talked about in earlier episode, and I did take a lot of time to publish this one because I was so working on it, and finally I got a time to release it. So, laws of attraction. First of all, I'd like to tell you that laws of attraction is a universal law of the universe, which means like attract like. I'll tell you in everything in description. First, what we're going to talk about for today's topic is what is manifestation, which is totally similar to the laws of attraction, why is important, how to use it, and its drawbacks. So, before jumping around all the conclusion, I would like to describe or tell you the definition of manifestation. So, manifestation is saying that everything around us made up of energy. Everything is energy. All energy, like your pen, your paper, your books, your clothes, your non-living things like walls, windows, and everything like trees, animals, are all made up of energy. And the key point is to bringing manifestation into your life and to achieving actually what you want in your life, or actually achieving your dream life. For example, that means the power of energy. To understand the power of energy, you must know how to control your mind and how to use your thoughts. Okay, for some of you who heard it before about it, and for some is what is she talking about? All right, let's get into the deep definition of manifestation. So manifestation, basically, I told it earlier, like it's a like attracts like, and the using power of energy in a very, very effective way is to must understand it before. So for that, I will simplify it in a very simple language. That is, positive attract positive and negative attracts negative. So when you understand the power of energy, like there is a positive energy as well in the world and there is a negative energy in the world. So if you want to attract your dream life, or if you want to attract something positive, something that lifts you up, that makes you happy, of course you will definitely want something positive. Okay, so for wanting something positive, you must give something positive. When you give something positive, you attract something positive. Basically, it is like attracts like. The kind of feeling you are releasing, or the energy you are releasing, it's not always like you are being so negative and you're hoping for attracting positive. That's not even possible, because all of you have or heard about cause has an effect, which is a universal law, and we all have heard about and studied about from science fiction channels, from scientists, from teachers, and etc. So that means if you are causing something positive, the effect will be positive. Okay, all right, let's get into the deep definition into it. So manifestation is by using your mind and thought, you can attract anything into your life. Like when this concept was introduced in front of me around 2 years ago, and I've been practicing this from since 2 years, and I was like, what? I'm like, seriously? I can attract anything that I want in my life, and like anything. And it was a really hit on me that it was an exciting thing to do, but it's looks like so easy to understand concept, but it's more complicated when you try to use it. But it's no problem. We all can do by constantly practicing for it. And manifestation is one of the biggest thing that you can bring into your life to getting anything you want. And on the flip side, you can manifest things you don't want in your life. Isn't this crazy? Yep. So if you want something in your life, you can manifest that. And if you don't want something in your life, you can also manifest that thing will not come into your life. That is crazy. And the fact, or the point to be noted, is, you know, you are manifesting everything in your life every single day. Like every single day, every single second, every single minute, by subconsciously aware or consciously aware, you are manifesting every single day. So you know everything around is made up of energy, right? So it depends totally, like at the end of the day, if you will look at your whole day schedules, you will just see that what was the my most day was about. It was 70% positive, 30% negative, or 70% negative, 30% positive. Or maybe 80-20 rule. And you can manifest the life of your dream by simply choosing your thoughts, simply engaging Well, you can manifest the life of your dream by simply choosing your thoughts, simply engaging to be aware in emotional conditions. It looks really easy to understand the concept of it and thinking about starting it, but it is more difficult to keep your mind and thoughts aware of whatever you want to manifest. It takes a lot of practice. Oh, so okay. So how we will be manifesting? I'm going to describe the every details and the every method and process to actually execute manifestation. Is it exciting? It is for me. Manifestation has always been a part of my life in a very exciting way since it was introduced to me 2 years ago, and since then I've been like loving this. I've achieved a lot in my life and I'm looking forward to achieving more. So let's come to the 9 questions, the process, the method to execute and to actually bring manifestation into your life. First question that you have to ask yourself. Yeah, before I'll tell every question, I request if you all are sitting in a very comfortable area, you can just take out your pens and paper to write down actually the questions so you can manifest it on later and you will not be able to forget it. So the first question is, describe what you are manifesting. Okay, so start with small things that you are not emotionally attached to. For an example, let's take an okay, let's go for coffee. No, today we're gonna go something different rather than coffee. Today I'll going for an example like, okay, butterfly. Today we will go for butterfly. Okay, so pick a time, not to pressurize, but for only manifesting. And for that, you just for an example, we have taken that we want to manifest butterfly. Today I want to manifest butterfly in my life. I want to see a butterfly. So, but as I said, you have to be not emotionally attached to it. And just find a little time in a day when you can actually think about watching or seeing butterfly somewhere. It's just a normal thing. Okay, I just wanted to make a short pop-up or note about my manifestation stories. I'm gonna tell everything that how I manifest and what is the exact process that I used to do. Well, it differs from person to person because the process I will be going to share in my podcast episode today that contains the basic rules that everybody should follow while manifesting. But when it comes to your own ways, you can just customize it. You can do the changes in that and you can do it on your own way. So what I do, I'll tell about it, everything. But just make sure the manifestation key for attracting anything or everything, it's just a mindset. If you have a mindset that you want to attract this, you will definitely got this, and I will definitely tell how I manifest my things. And that's a miracle. Start with small thing that you are not emotionally attached to. Pick up a time, not pressurize, but for only manifesting. So for in this episode, I'm gonna be pick up something that I'm not emotionally attached to, but I do want to manifest in my life. So for an example, I want to read a book, and I don't have that book. The book I want to read, I don't have that, and I'm like, okay, I'm not emotionally attached to this thing, but I do want to manifest in my life. I do want this book in my life. I want to read this book, and I want to see this book, this cover, and everything, wherever I got it. So what I will do, I will just visualize. Visualize means imagining the manifestation into your thought so that it comes into your reality. It's like your manifestation. Okay, so visualize your manifestation. Believe your thoughts and manifestation. Draw a symbol will remind you about your manifestation. So just you have to visualize in your brain, in your mind, that you have to draw a symbol of a book that you want to read. So just draw a symbol in your brain that I want to read this book, and just constantly think about it. Not like, if you don't find it at the end of the day, it doesn't mean that you have to be sad about it, but just like, okay, whatever, I'll try next time, I'll try tomorrow. So for that, you need to visualize the book. For example, I'm visualizing one book in my mind. So I'm constantly thinking about this book, and I'm like, I want to read this book, and I have to find this book wherever I can. On the internet, on the audiobooks, on the market, in the library, anywhere. But I just want to see this book, and I just want to read this book. So I'm constantly remembering the visual image of this book in my brain. Okay, so this is called a visualization for manifestation. This is a very basic step for manifesting anything or everything into your life. No matter how much small it is, or no matter how much big it is. So for that, you need to think and imagine first. So this is the first step. Now come to the another step. That is, scale yourself how much you are detached to it. Now see, scale yourself on a 1 to 10 numbers that how much you are attached with this manifestation. Like right now I manifest to see the book or to read the book, so I have to scale myself, like how much I am emotionally attached with it. So am I on the 1 scale, which is very least and lower, and am I on the very 10th scale, which is very extreme? And in this both cases where the emotional attachment is nil and too extreme leads to failure in manifestation, because when you're not even little bit attached to the manifestation you are what you want to attract in your life, you're just like, yeah, I just thought it was cool, but I don't want to manifest anything. So it will not come into your life. So this is a very least scale. And when it comes to extreme, what I'm talking about, number 10, which is very extreme emotional attachment, that means I want to manifest this book into my life, but I'm too much attached to it that I couldn't resist this. So if I didn't get this book, I'll be very sad. I'll be very hopeless. I'll never try manifestation again, and whatever the negative outcome. So make sure you're not so extremely attached with it, or not so least attached with this. So just be in the middle part. So just for an example, I'm on the scale 5. I'm in the middle. So I'm on the scale 5. Like, I want this book, but at the same time, if I don't get it, I will not be sad. I'll just say to myself, I'll try this tomorrow, or I'll try this next time. That's it. So scale yourself how much you're detached to it. Detached, okay. So there's a one new word, detached. Detachment is just like you are attached with something, but you don't want to be like attached too much with the thing that you want to manifest in your life. So you are just detaching yourself, just like I said on the number 10, when you, it's so extreme to being attached by the book manifestation. So you know that at the end, if you don't get it, you will be like, I'm so sad because the book I manifested didn't came into my life. So to detach yourself from that, like, I detached myself lesser than 5 numbers, so I'm on the scale number 5, in the middle of the scale, where I'm like, very, very attached to the book manifestation, but not that too much attached with the book manifestation. So this is called scale yourself. So you have to scale yourself after visualizing things. Make sure you are remembering you are in charge of the meaning you are attached to. So make sure whatever you are manifesting, it's really kind of making sense of meaning to your life. Here in this episode, I'm just giving you an example how to manifest, but this is called for real life things. So whatever you are manifesting, make sure that it's worthwhile when it comes to your life. So back to the another step, which is, what are you willing to let go? So that anything that limits you. So this is a very, very important question, because it's really easy to get attached by the thing that we want to manifest in our life, but it's really hard to let go of the things. So if you are willing to let go that anything that limits you, you know what, just when I say that anything that limits you, that means actually your negative thoughts and your limited thoughts that kind of makes you feel like it's really crazy thing, it's not gonna happen. If I have to manifest book, this is not gonna happen. This is just not a real life stuff. This is one of the, some stupid dumb things. This is not the real thing. So she ain't got no manifesting any kind of thing. this is kind of thought process leads to not attracting things that you actually want. So are you willing to let go anything that limits you? That is a very important question in the manifestation. Step 2. Okay. And now here's come the step 3, which is how will you celebrate and how you will feel after achieving it. This is a very important question as well. After letting go what limits you, it's if you got that, if I have just manifested a book, for an example, like I said, and I actually got that book somewhere, I don't know from how, where, I just got that book and I'm happy because I did manifest that book. I was not too much attached with that, but I was not too much detached with that at the same time, and I just work on my limiting beliefs to get the books in my life, and now I have the book. And how will I celebrate this and how I will feel after achieving it? It's definitely, it's really important to be thankful and to be grateful for whatever you have achieved, because it's just you, it's not others' fault or others' work, it's just you and you. Remember I said, you are the in charge of meaning you have attached to. So never forget this, that you are in charge of it. So you can never blame anyone for it, not even God and universe or anything. Make sure for that. Another thing is gratitude. List 3 things. So this is the most incredible step for manifestation or for non-manifesting anything and just for a real life thing. This is one of my favorite step that I used to do every single morning when I wake up. Still I'm doing it and I feel so great about it, because whenever I see other people's, whenever I see things that makes me sad, and whenever I compare myself, like on a very normal general basis, into my mind, like some people are really suffering with hunger, with luxury or whatever, education, and when I see myself, like I'm on a very good scale, like I can have anything in this world right now. I'm living in a luxury, I'm having my job, I'm having my studies at the same time, I'm eating everything that I want to eat, and I'm going anywhere I want to go, and I'm just having so much fun. I am so thankful to universe for this, and this is the very important thing to just making your self even more positive from inside out and making yourself even a more better person. So this is the last step of manifestation, which is gratitude. List 3 things you are grateful for in this realm. Real means in this world right now, which you are living in. So just list 3 things you're grateful for and do this every morning. It's not just for manifestation, do this in a real life as a normal basis. Do this every morning, or if not morning, if you're not a morning person, if you don't have a time in mornings because you rush too much, you go to office, go to college, go to school, or anywhere, just find a time in the day. Just find the time in the day where you can just sit for 5 to 10 minutes silently, where there's no one around you, just a peaceful, cozy environment where you and your thoughts are speaking loudly, and you just have to take a pen and paper. And if you are feeling kind of very lazy to take a pen and paper, just close your eyes and honestly spell out those 3 things you're grateful for the particular day in your life right now. You will feel much more high vibration in yourself rather than just watching some videos. You will feel so much better and safe and sound, and that is the very good thing for me to keep my own self and my mind on track. So this is the 8 in this manifestation stories. I hope you guys enjoyed the manifestation, and I hope you will definitely try it out for yourself, and I'll see you in my another episode where I will talk about how laws of attraction work. Now I'm going to be making two series for this. So the first series that I make is what I manifest and how I manifest. This is the same episode I'm talking about. And another episode I will be making how laws of attraction work, which is totally relates to how I manifest or how manifestation works. The manifestation and laws of attraction are totally same. There's no point of difference in this. So I'm gonna make a two series of this. So there will be a whole three episode. Yeah. Whole three episode for the laws of attraction and manifestation to get yourself in the dig deep into the manifestation and laws of attraction to attract whatever you want in your life. See you in my another episode. Till then, just be grateful. Bye bye.